It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what the seniors of Valdez High have to say about their future.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Justin Carlson. And are you excited to graduate?
Yeah.
And what are your plans following graduation?
I'm going to go work on a fishing boat and then try to go to Norway and see if I can go to school there.
Wow. Now, where did that come from?
I have family from Norway, and I want to go visit relatives there, and I really like the culture and the language there.
Very cool, and I know you're a skier, so any of that in the plans?
Yeah, skiing's involved as well. There's lots of good places to go skiing there, so I'm interested in that as well.
And you were involved in skiing and several different extracurricular activities, so what did you gain from those?
A good work ethic, learning to just keep to a schedule and working at it every day.
And do you have any advice for kids on maybe an elementary school kid who's looking ahead to high school? What would your advice to them be?
Just keep working at everything that you want to do. Just keep doing it every day.
What are you going to miss most about Valdez High School?
Being around friends, mostly.
Yeah, you're not taking any friends to Norway, right?
No, not in the plan right now.
All right, do you expect to come back to Valdez at some point?
Yeah, probably every summer, visit family and everything.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Mason Lofton. And Mason, excited about graduation?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to get out of high school and do something new.
And what is that something new? Any ideas?
I'm thinking about maybe applying for Wells Fargo, being a bank teller for a little bit, save up a little money so I can get out of the house, and then maybe look into getting into the labor's apprenticeship and maybe getting into the union.
Have you done any classes that have given you a background for that type of thing?
I haven't really done any classes or anything, but I've definitely had some work in the past that have prepared me for working in the laborers union.
What are some of the experience or activities you've participated in at Valdez High?
I was in band for the past 3 years, and that's pretty much it.
And you guys did a heck of a job at the games. You guys were pretty exciting. So this year especially was kind of special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely, especially since it's my senior year, and I was kind of, it was only me and Jared as the seniors, and me and him were kind of co-running things, and so it was really cool kind of being on top rather than being, you know, one of the young kids getting bossed around by the other captains. So.
And what do you think you gained from that experience?
A lot of leadership experience for sure. A lot of being having to take control and get all the middle school kids to settle down when they needed to and quiet down at free throws. And so definitely a lot of leadership.
Any advice for young kids?
Stay in school, get good grades, and go to college.
Long term, where do you see yourself? In Alaska? What kind of person do you want to be?
Either in Alaska, in the mountains my whole life snowboarding, or down in Washington riding mountain bikes.
If you're enjoying KVAK's short interviews with the 2018 VHS senior class, make sure you thank the sponsors that help make them possible. Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Area Auxiliary FOE 1971, The Weather and Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Altness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and the Valdez Adventure Alliance.